Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Monroe City Councilman from District 1, Jay Marks. Mr. Marks, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Glad to have you, and congratulations on becoming the council chair at the recent elections that went on with the council here recently. So just taking that that chairmanship over.
It was something that I'd never planned on, but was glad to step up to the plate and do my part.
We'll touch upon some of the events that had transpired and, kind of leaning that way. You had served as vice chair, but first, what are the responsibilities as you move from vice chair into the chairmanship of the city council in your role?
Primarily just additional administrative duties, making sure that the agenda is set, keeping an eye on add-ons, and developing a policy with the add-ons. It tends to put the council at a disadvantage when we get a piece of paper at the pre-council meeting to add on. We've not had a chance to look at it. There are quite a few times that it is necessary. In most cases, it has been necessary to do the add-ons. With the system I'm putting in place, my colleagues will at least get advance notice if I've approved it, and then they'll have the opportunity to approve or disapprove it being added on.
So have made those changes to really make the council meetings run a little bit more efficiently.
That's what I hope it accomplishes. The system that I've now put in place is that I have to receive an email from whoever the author of it is, explaining what the add-on is. Mm-hmm. Is it time sensitive? Why am I getting it at the last moment? And then if I say okay to it, then I'll have to get the mayor's, I don't have to, but I will get the mayor's office to also approve it and get it to my colleagues as soon as possible.
It's been a year of change for the city council. The unfortunate death of Ben Katz and his place, Gretchen Ezernak, and more recently, the federal indictments against Red Stevens and Arthur Gilmore. How have the dynamics of the council changed with some of the changes that have gone on this year?
Well, let me first address the issues with Arthur and Red. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that we understand an indictment does not mean guilt. So we have to let this process play out, and I am determined that this won't. There's been no change in Arthur and Red in their desire to work and do the best for this city, and quite frankly, I think the public needs to know that both of these men took the position of that they should not serve as chairman during this time, and I commend them for that. And we'll move forward and see if that doesn't exist. With the death of Ben, we certainly all were saddened. We were so fortunate to have gotten Gretchen to serve. Gretchen brings a different dynamic and a different background to the council. And where most people look at the mayor's office and the council as just politics, it's gotten to a point in government that not only are we a mayor and a council, we're a CEO and a board of directors. And Gretchen mm-hmm. just brings an extra expertise to this.
I guess maybe with some of the changes going on, but really just to stay in touch with the community, a series of meetings that have been launched. What is the purpose and what's some of the expectations from the meetings that will be held?
Well, what the mayor likes to do, and quite frankly, my colleagues like to do, is we like to go out every so often and give people the opportunity to come and speak. We have a public participation section at mm-hmm. every council meeting. People tend not to be willing to come to those. So we've established these meetings across the city. District 1 and District 2 had a joint meeting last week. I will have another one on August 17th, I believe it is, which will be strictly District 1. But it's an opportunity for a dialogue. And the other night, at the beginning in my opening statement, I talked about the difference in having a dialogue and having an argument. It's important to communicate and agree to disagree without fighting. And in the most part, we're able to do this. And it broadens us as elected officials to get people to talk to us. And hopefully it educates the public as to our role too.
Possibly one of the items that we mentioned in these community meetings is the ordinance concerning water rates for this city. So we'll kind of give you the platform here to...
Well, this is something that we have been looking at. We need to take politics out of water rates and sewer. If you look back prior to when we passed the last ordinance with water rates, it had been some 17 years, I believe, since the rates had been changed. This isn't healthy for the city. It's not healthy for anybody to hide the fact of inflation. So what we're trying to do is to remove all the politics, determine what the cost is, and bill people accordingly. And by the way, this is what state law pretty much says. You cannot give away public services or goods.
Right. And the city contracting with a consulting group to be able to come in and help determine the rates, correct?
Absolutely. And where we've gotten one so far, we're expecting a couple of others to make proposals, and we're going to look at those and see what is in the best interest of the city.
Jay Marks, Monroe City Councilman of District 1 and the newly elected council chairman. Mr. Marks, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your inviting me, and hope you'll have us back again.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.